Is everything being done to clean up the Chesapeake Bay? A two-day summit is now underway at Baltimore's Inner Harbor, and scientists are trying to come up with a comprehensive plan.
Don Bosch is president of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Sciences. He gave the overview of where the bay is this morning and joins us live. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Hillary. It's good to be on.
Thank you. So what's the headliner on the bay?
Well, the discussion this morning in this two-day conference really deals not only with the health of the bay, but with the health of humans as it's affected by the health of the bay. So we're focusing on really the effects and risks to humans. We've seen the bay has been degraded, and there's some signs that it's recovering in terms of its basic ecology, but there remain concerns about the health effects on humans related to either toxic substances or infectious diseases or naturally occurring organisms that either produce a toxin or can affect and infect humans.
What are the main causes of these toxins and other pollutants?
Well, for pollutants, of course, human activities either create the chemicals, in the case of some things like pesticides or what we call PCBs that are industrial chemicals, or we liberate them in the case of various metals like mercury, which we liberate when we burn coal and fuel, and that mercury goes into the environment where it's very toxic. Then there are these organisms that, because of the degraded condition in the bay, they can proliferate. They're naturally occurring, but they can, for various reasons, produce toxins which can affect humans.
Well, talk about that a bit. We know, obviously, it affects the aquatic life and there are fish kills, but how does it affect people, the toxins?
Well, for the chemical toxins, the contaminants, of course, if we eat fish, for example, that have high contaminant levels, particularly if we eat a lot of fish, and some people, because they have to eat fish they catch to feed themselves, or they may be at a particularly sensitive stage, such as pregnant women or children, those risks can be significant and require control of closures of areas where there may be contaminated fish or advisories that limit the consumption. For the naturally occurring algae and other microorganisms, when the algae bloom, certain species of algae can produce a toxin, which can be a neurotoxin. It can affect some toxins, affect your memory, and you could risk a memory loss and things of that sort.
Don, thanks so much for helping us out on this. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Don Bosch, president of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science.